The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
A Kalbarri family whose pizza restaurant was partly destroyed by Cyclone Seroja has been cheated out of $1,450 trying to buy AFL Grand Final tickets. That's just one of five scams confirmed by Consumer Protection so far. Joining me now is Trish Blake from Consumer Protection. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Ben.
So what can you tell us about these GF ticket scams?
Yeah, so as you said, we've had five victims so far who have been scammed out of almost $4,000 by scammers who are taking advantage of people's, you know, desire to get to the grand final.
And so how is it happening?
So for a couple of the victims, they have advertised on Gumtree that they wanted tickets, and the scammers have approached them directly. And my team have certainly been emailing anyone who's been advertising on Gumtree for wanted ads just to warn them, because that is that makes them a prime target for these scammers.
Yeah, I bet. And so I'm assuming they put an ad on Gumtree saying, hey, we're looking for tickets to the grand final, which is a very hopeful activity to do in the first place. And then someone reaches out to them and say, yeah, no worries, I got a couple of tickets. They're going to cost you X amount of dollars. They pay the money and then the tickets never show up.
Absolutely. And what the scammers tend to do is they try to take the conversation away from the platform that the person's advertising on. So they private message them and then they say, let's talk on text. And they then say, transfer me the money and I'll text you the ticket codes. And that's, you know, that's a red flag that you might be the falling victim to a scammer.
Yeah, right. And is there any recourse for people who find themselves in these situations?
Unfortunately, no. So that's why we encourage people, if they're going to buy tickets, try to stay within the platform that you're you've advertised on as you're wanted, or if someone is selling on a platform, stay within that platform and use a secure payment method. So we would say either use your credit card, because you can seek a chargeback on your credit card if the tickets don't arrive, or use another secure payment platform like PayPal, because that's where you can get your money back if the products don't arrive. But if you're transferring cash into it, like a direct bank transfer or a wire money transfer, then there's very, very little you can do.
Yeah, right. And so are you also keeping an eye on these platforms? Because WA has introduced new anti-scalping laws as well for selling tickets above the more than 10% above the asking price. Is that something that you've been keeping an eye on too?
Oh, absolutely. My team have been so busy and they have been working very closely with these platform operators. So Gumtree and eBay have been great with us. As soon as we see an advertisement that's not compliant with that new legislation, we notify them and then they are taking the advertisement down. And in some instances, we've noticed that they've taken the ad down before we've even had to contact them. So that's been great. And as I said, we've also been sending direct warnings to anyone who is advertising for wanted ads, just to alert them that they could be prey to a scam.
Yeah, I think that preemptive activity, I think, is a really good idea for those people. And now here's a question for you. So when it comes to these anti-scalping laws, I've noticed that some people on Gumtree and these platforms are not asking for money for tickets, but they're asking for a swap. So, you know, like, say, for example, an $800 golf club or something like that. Is that still a breach of those laws?
Yeah, look, we're looking very closely at that activity, because that's obviously trying to get around the legislation, and that's something that we want to discourage as much as possible, because it obviously is then exceeding the 10% above the face value of the ticket price. So we're monitoring those very closely.
Yeah, and as we get to the pointy end of this week and the grand final gets ever closer, do you expect there'll be an increase in these scams as punters get increasingly desperate to secure a ticket?
Absolutely, because scammers prey on heightened emotions. So whether it's excitement or desperation or, you know, joy, they absolutely prey on it. That's their fertile breeding ground. So they will be taking absolute advantage of trying to get as many people as they can right up until the grand final day on Saturday. So please, please be extra alert. If you're paying more than 10% above the ticket price, even if it is a valid sale, you run the risk that when you get to the gate, you will be denied entry, because that will be in breach of the ticket scalping laws. So imagine paying $2,000 for a ticket and then walking up to the gate and they say, sorry, you can't come in. And that's a valid option for the AFL and the venue operator.
Oh, gosh, what a nightmare that would be. So what's your advice for people to learn about the sort of scams that are out there and what to do whether they have been scammed?
If they've been scammed, please report it to us at scamnet.wa.gov.au. That comes through, or contact Consumer Protection on 1300 30 40 54. In terms of looking for tickets, only buy compliant tickets. So if it's more than 10% above the ticket value price, stay away from it. No matter how desperate you are or how tempted you are to make that sale, you could be throwing good money down the drain.
Yeah, and no one wants to do that when you could be spending it on beer at the grand final. Consumer Absolutely. Protection's Trish Blake, thanks for joining me on the West Live.
You're welcome.